Hi. This week the question is, when will the kingdom be restored to Israel? We've been kind of studying here in Acts chapter 1. We've covered the first five verses, and now we come to verses 6 and 7. In Acts 1 verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked Jesus, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Now, first let's begin by noticing that the Old Testament prophets did promise a restoration of the kingdom of Israel. In Jeremiah 33, verse 14 through 18, the Bible says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which she will be called, the Lord our righteousness. For thus says the Lord, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, nor shall the priests, the Levites, lack a man to offer burnt offerings before me, to kindle grain offerings, and to sacrifice continually. Now, there are many more passages like this in the Old Testament which could be given, but this is enough to illustrate that the prophets of the Old Testament predicted a restoration of the kingdom of Israel. The critical point which many people fail to understand is that the Bible speaks about two Israels. First, a fleshly, physical nation called Israel, and second, a spiritual, heavenly nation called Israel. In Romans chapter 9, verse 6, the Bible says, But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel. Basically, what this passage is saying is that not every Jew is a Jew. When the Old Testament made promises that God was going to restore Israel, many people have concluded that God was referring to the ethnic, fleshly nation of Israel. In 1945, when the United Nations declared its recognition of the modern-day nation of Israel, many Bible students concluded that God was behind this series of events, that 1945 was marking the fulfillment of God's promises to restore the nation. This simply is not true. When the Bible was speaking about the restoration of the kingdom of Israel, it was speaking about the spiritual, heavenly nation, or spiritual Israel. Watch carefully as we read the context of Acts chapter 1, where we started. In chapter 1, verse 3 through 5, the Bible says, Jesus presented himself alive to his apostles after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. A question. According to verse 3, what was Jesus teaching his apostles about? Well, he was speaking about things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Immediately after verse 3, we begin reading about the city of Jerusalem and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The original question of the apostles in Acts 1 verse 6 was about the timing of this restoration of Israel. The disciples wanted to know when this was all going to happen. Jesus explained in verse 7 that it was not necessary for them to know exactly when it would occur, but he also informed them that it would happen in Jerusalem and when the baptism of the Holy Spirit occurred. So when we come to Acts chapter 2, we see the fulfillment of this great, wonderful promise. There in Acts chapter 2, we see the apostles in the city of Jerusalem. They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and this was the visible sign that the promises of the restored spiritual nation of Israel had occurred. The new spiritual Israel came in the form of the Lord's church. The church is God's Israel restored. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 16, the Bible says, "As many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God." Now, question. According to this passage, Galatians 6, verse 16, who is the Israel of God? Well, the passage says, "As many as walk according to this rule." Now, this is the church founded upon the apostles and prophets, Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, according to Ephesians 2, verse 20. So let's be careful then and not neglect the church in our lives, not to speak of the Lord's church as if it were optional, and not to speak badly of the Lord's church to anyone. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.